Okay, so the topic tonight was meant to be about like Bohemia. Seeing as apparently next Thursday is like Bohemia. So, a few interesting points about like Bohemia. First one is, it's interesting that this is the only day of the year that we celebrate, commemorate a single person. It's all around Shumba Yechai. We don't find any other day there's an emphasis on one person.
But they stopped dying, didn't they?
Right, but a lot of like Bohemia's festivity is celebrated in the nations of Shimon, by Reb Shimon. We have songs about Reb Shimon. It's a very interesting point, and normally we don't add so much significance to an individual. Interesting point. The question is, why is like Bohemia? It's a very ambiguous day, everyone's very besumcha, and it's very exciting, but it's very unclear what is like Bohemia, what it's all about. Kabbalah's a terror. He said they stopped dying.
No, there's all two different things. The stop dying was in the one made up, and I'm sure by quite one. There was next.
So let's go slow. Stop dying. Now, when did they stop dying? The Shulchan Aruch says that you can't have a heckel in the music of Chesnas on like Bohemia, because they didn't stop dying till Lamed Dalet. Which means going to the Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Gimel, they were still dying. The Ramah says, no, we have music on Lamed Gimel, but only after early in the morning. Why? Mixing the Kula means you have to have some avodas on like Bohemia. That's why we're not able to only have Chesnas, music, heckels this year. Thursday morning, not Wednesday night. Why? Because Mitzvah Mechuloi, I mean the Summer Velas. If the Summer Velas are like Bohemia, I mean they died on like Bohemia. They died on like Bohemia, what's the Summer like Bohemia about?
They also stopped.
I mean they died.
Now some died.
You mean a few died and then they stopped? So it's a big sum, everyone was dying. He said today, Baruch Hashem, like COVID, Baruch Hashem, today we only had 20 deaths. And now we have such a simcha. They didn't stop. They were stopping. There's still some deaths. So they went to the Levaya, the simcha gedolah, Baruch Hashem, the last few. How does it work?
Yeah, exactly.
And all kashas, I haven't got through to them, so don't look for the answers. They're all kashas like Bohemia. What's all about? Why are we commemorating a single individual, Shem Baruchai? Did they stop dying? The Shulchan Aruch holds the Lamed Dalet they stopped dying. Lamed Gimel is really like this. So what's exactly happening like Bohemia? There's many orders. Another order is, if you know there's machloikas, how many hemispheres do you say? The Marshal of Israel, Yom Yom Echad, Lo'ime, U'Bo'ime. The Chassidim do one type, literally do another type, whatever type do works. There's Lo'ime, Lo'ime, and Bo'ime. Why is it like Bo'ime for like Bo'ime? And for like Lo'ime? No discussion. So that opens on a very simple answer. The Ramal says he's supposed to say Bo'ime. Seeing it like Bohemia is the Ramos Yotzai, Chotzon is Yotzai, let's honor his opinion and call it like Bohemia, not like Lohemia. Not bad, shit. That's another order with like Bohemia. There's a lot of questions like Bohemia, it's a little bit unclear what's going on. Like Bohemia is also coming out to Moshe, and it falls on the Shpizna Moshe, because again, it's the, as you said, the Kabbalah Satoya of the Torah Sheh Balpeh, of the Nista, it's also some sort of Kabbalah Satoya. So it represents Moshe a lot as well on like Bohemia. There's a mitzvah of simcha. Again, we're not too sure why. There's a mitzvah of simcha. The Gemara in Yigamos, we had the Bohemia this week, says, Shemos Elef Zugei Talmidim Eler of Kiva, 12,000 pairs, and they all died between Pesach and Atzeres, Pesach and Shavuos. So between Pesach and Shavuos, straight through. The Ramban, the other Shem as well, pointed out, there was a little bit earlier they stopped, and the main Chayim works out like Bohemia. So the Aruch Shem writes it like Bohemia, they stopped dying. But if that's true, why do we attack our Avedis on Lamed Gimel, either partial or complete? The Lamaita is a Yom Simcha. It's a big Simcha we don't say. Tachem, which is the biggest Simcha any Jew can ever experience. But we find that there's a big Simcha. Some people have a Suda like we have a Simcha. Some have a Suda. The Taz and the Brit Chodosh, some of the Achronim ask this question, what happened? Why did Avedis? The Taz is technically stopped dying and they shouldn't be. He has more like the Taz. He says, if they stop dying, so some people carry on the spirit after like Bohemia. Especially if you hit the second off, you go straight through. Why? Why? What's their latest one about?
They're still dying. They're still dying.
Oh, so sometimes they carried on dying. They banished their men and they stopped their men. That was it. So I say they died and they had a break of leg women. The Taz has different answers. He says there were many sorrows that happened to Eden. In fact, Avarachim was created to be said the Shabbos before Shavuos. Because during the Tachat Tet, many of the sorrows happened during this period. And therefore, you're right, really leg women should be simcha to the end. But we carry on Avedos to represent the other sorrows that happened. So leg women does mark the end of the death of the Kiddush to Eden. And after the new time of Torah, there were many sorrows that happened during this time period. And the Berach Yosef and the Berachos of different Malach, they say technically they died all the way through, but we're happy on Leg Weber because it's the Oz of Shem Baruchai. And Shem Baruchai represents the idea of the Talmidim, who Rekiva rebuilt with. He didn't just get bogged down and say that's it. He rebuilt. Because he rebuilt, there's also an element of Simcha. And that's Simcha Leg Weber, the Simcha rebuilding. Rekiva could say, look, 24,000 Talmidim, which is a lot of Talmidim by any standards, they all died. That's it. Hang up his hat, and off he goes, let's try something else. Come to Kuntari away, come do something else. He didn't, he rebuilt from the ashes, he said, let's start again. And he had five Talmidim, and the Gemara says, those five Talmidim is all spread Torah to the whole world. Without them, Torah would look very different. So we like, Weber represents the simcha of rebuilding, despite being down, despite feeling as if you've lost everything. To rebuild, that's the simcha of like Weber. The Chasam Zoyim has a different b'shat. He says, if you make the cheshbon and burn kedushin and the spirit, when he got returned, he had the mon, and the mon only began like Boima. He worked out that the matzah lasted till, and with the cheshbon, Yud Ches, Iyar was the day the mon started, and therefore that's the simcha of like Boima. Which is interesting, it's all the way till the Chasam Sofer. The meaning of simcha goes back to Rishon, and no one's too sure. Till the Chasam Sofer, hundreds of years later, says, I'll tell you why. I'll give you the answer, because it's not very clear. No one says Purim, what's Purim all about? We know very clear Purim, Chalik, every answer. Like Weber is one of these mystic Yom Tovim shrouded in a lot of ambiguity of what's going on, what's it all about. So either we have the stop dying, or we have the other Taurus of Kleistor's later, therefore they carried on. Some say they stopped dying completely, some say they paused. And then we have the Chasam Sofer, the mom came down.
If so, before it should have been Chai, did they celebrate like Weber?
That's a good question. So it could be not. It could be not, it could be there was no. So there's another Malach as well. The other Malach is that Moshe Ben Chai died on this day. It wasn't the year when the Moshe Ben Chai died. He was one of them who rebuilt the Torah. But many years later, he died on that day. And as he was, before he was dying, he knew he had to even gather all the secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, all the Kabbalistic element of Torah he had to reveal to everyone. And it was taking too much time. And he said, I'm going to die today, but before I die, I'm going to finish off. He had loads to get through. And the sun stood still, it didn't set, and the day went on for longer and longer until he managed to complete everything that Tzadis told me did. And it was Megala to them, secrets of Torah, which brought them a big simcha. And because it's the Kabbalah of Torah, of the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's also a simcha of like Weimer. Something that's the meaning of the fire. It's the fire that was the sun, there's light. He lit up the day with the Torah, there was a fire around the house. The one says, when the Talmud learned, this is a story with the Rishon Avot, Shabbat had a fire around him as well. When he had a fire around him, the sun stayed up. To represent all that light, the Oyer HaTorah, we make the fires on Leg Weber, especially Meron, because that's the Makor Shem Baruchai. That's another answer to what is the Simcha of Leg Weber. Some say that the reason why I have a Simcha, because really we don't celebrate the outsides. I mean, we do the next year, you come to here, you get the cakes and the Netachim, which again is a phenomenal Simcha. But really, what's going on with the outside? So some say that even the year he died, there was also a Simcha. Why? Because we know Shem Baruchai spent 13 years in the cave. Why was he in the cave? He was on Shabbos. That he says against the Romans, it was told to them they wanted to come for him. Then he ran and hid in the cave. The Romans were trying to kill him for many years. When he died naturally, it showed that they didn't get their hands on him. There was an element of Simcha that he had finally died of natural causes and he was not executed by the Romans. That's another element of the Simcha like Weber. Finally, they bring down as well that he told them to celebrate, like we said earlier, he told them to celebrate because of the secrets of Torah, he said, I'm going to die, and don't be sad. You can bury me, but don't be sad. Today was a day of Kabbalah Sada Torah, Shemar Peh, and so don't be sad on this day. Now, who's the Shem Baruchai? We have a lot of, there's a lot attached to Shem Baruchai. Who was he, what was he? So the Gemara says, the Reb Chiya went to visit him, and before he went to visit him, the Shem Baruchai said, Be careful. Shimon Bar Yochai is not a simple person. Amchia came to me, couldn't even look at him. He was so great, and there's so much, such a spiritual aura around him that you prevent him from looking at him properly. And they told him in Shemayim, they're scared of Shimon Bar Yochai. He's such a powerful, spiritual pull. Even in Shemayim, the Malachim say, Shimon Bar Yochai, be careful, Shimon Bar Yochai. He was so great that even up there, they were worried about him. That we said the meaning of fires is because of the Torah he's doing, the light of the Torah. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai really represents Torah Shabbat Peh. He's one of the five who rebuilt Torah Shabbat Peh. So when he says Shimon Bar Yochai, it's synonymous with Torah Shabbat Peh, which really is Gemara. Some will have a meaning on, like Boime, to make a Sivan on Masechta. Some learn Zoya, make a Sivan on Zoya. More by the Chassidim, they used to finish Zoya, always for like Boime. That was the Simchas Torah of Zoya. They danced, they made the Siyam, they had a big Simcha for the Zoya, for the Kabbalah. But really, it's all Torah Shabbat Peh. Some people learn all the Mishnahs and Shas, with the mention of Shimon Bar Yochai's name, you can buy ready like a Tikkun. All the Mishnahs and Gemaras that have Shimon Bar Yochai, people learn those Gemaras, Lel Nishmasei. And this is the day of Torah Shabbat Peh. So they celebrate it by going through the various Mamorim that Shimon Bar Yochai said. Some say, I don't have as much evidence for this, but someone to say the story of Shabbos with the cave, you went to hide in the cave. They came out of the cave and like by them. Again, there isn't much evidence to back it up, but that's someone who presented this theory that the Simchas, that was the day Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave. So it's Shimon Bar Yochai's day of Simchas. We talk about him, we sing about him, we dance, and with the Simcha they lived and managed to pass on all the Torahs of future generations. There's a minute which many of the boys don't like, and that is to burn clothes. Good, some fires, you see, they make a big fire, but also clothes, old clothes, and putting new clothes in the fire. So the Bosphor say you should not do it, but Tashkis, you should not burn clothes. But where did the Mila come from? So some speculate and say that we know the Gemara says they couldn't wear their clothes in the cave because they were going to wear out, they knew they were there for a while. Clothes would wear out. So they used to take the clothes off, go in the sand, and they stayed in the sand. The Gemara says their skin got all cracked from the sand, and they came up and needed to put special medication on. So to represent the idea that we're in the cave without clothes, people burn the clothes to remind us of the mace that were there for 13 years. There was a tree that grew with fruit, there was water, all the needs were provided for, to the point that they didn't need clothes. They had the sand, food had grown, water had come, and they were okay. So that's why some say that's the minig of burning clothes. However, they point out, a person should not burn the clothes, especially if you have a second set. If you do have a second set, you shouldn't be burning clothes. Now, how old is this minig going to be wrong? This year, the numbers are pulled back, and the terrible story that happened last year. But where did it come from? Well, how old does Minna go back? So there's a letter from Vadi Bar Tanur. We know Vadi Bar Tanur, the side of the Mishnais, is going back close to 1,000 years. He writes a letter to his brother. No, not 1,000 years. It was actually in year 1489. So it's close. 600 years. Yeah, not close. 600 years ago. He wrote to his brother, he wrote like Bo'ima, the people come and they make a big simcha in Miram and light the fires. So you see, this minig dates back a good 600 years. The Arachayim, the Chidom, all the Sfadim used to go there to Miram, used to go to the mountains, to kiss the mountain, and come close to Shimon Bar Yochai, buried at the top there, and used to make fires. The Arizal used to cut hair of children there. So all the minhagim we do today goes back hundreds of years. Now there's an interesting Chasam Sofer, because Keshua brings it to Stocker, and he writes there, V'sham inin like boyim, chasper has inin like boyim. Shaminik ben Yisrael tishol. Shemerucha gyovoi. People come from all over. Here I catch svas. Come to svas. Meron nearby. Always miyim simcha hadloka, and they make a big simcha. They like fires. Says the chasper, ain died to lechem zeh. I don't like this idea. He carries on, explains the why he doesn't like this idea, because he looks like he's making a new yom tov. V'got pesach shavuos sukkos. Hashem mikipper chanuk beporim. Yidden always having lots of festivity. So this guy became an atheist. And later became from, so why did he come from? So in atheist there's no holidays. It's so boring. Every day on the calendar is the same day. Don't be an atheist. There are lots of holidays. This is a chasm sefer. Don't create new holidays. Then we didn't like all the festivity. Techno, we don't say it's like an halacha. And we have simcha. You need a bit more. Mechasnas, music, haircuts. But to celebrate in such a fashion, for people come to Oile Regal, they go up to Shulchan Chai, that he didn't like. There were many Gedolim who didn't go. I remember hearing from Chaim B'Chashem, his driver, Asa Witter, who he's called, lived recently, and he said he was all driving past Miron, unlike Boimel. I'm sure we're sitting in the car learning and sitting in the Quran, I'm sure by Chai, maybe we should go and talk to Mitzvah Gemara. Weiter! Middle of learning, weiter, I didn't want to disturb anything. Rabbi Yashiv as well, famously, he never went to Maron, Sfas, Tavara, never went. Anyway, besides, his dad was Amish HaLach, where he was learning. There weren't many literature Gedele, which was preferred to say, learn. The more by the Sfas, the Chassidim, the attack went up, and many people have that, or Makarim, and many still, to go up, even though today the numbers are pulled back, to go up to Maron. I saw Rishim Chaim Kineski, someone asked him about going to Maron, and he said, no, little Torah, if you have a minig, or someone's more chassidish inclined, and they feel that's for them, no problem, you can go. But stand up, Bochum, and say, you go, better say, no, he had more chassid. The main avoid of the day of Azizah Torah Shabbat Peh, Gemara, Zoya, Kabbalah, all these, well, for us, more Gemara, Mishnahs, a person who can't have a minig like that. So, we spoke about the fire, why did the fire represent the Torah? Some say other reasons. One reason given is, because the sun that was set late, some say the Torah he revealed, and some say the fire on the house. We mentioned three reasons. Fire on the house, when they learned Torah, came down to show the ruchness element of the Torah that they were learning. There's a Sharat Shuvah Nechus Cholomot. Sharat Shuvah Nechus Cholomot brings down the minig. He writes the minig of the Arizal. Gavkin Oysim Simcha, cutting hair and cotton. Ayin praise Chaim. And he writes that the Arizal used to go and cut the hair there. So he finds all this minig goes back a long time. It's got hair from Upsharon. It's the first mitzvah a child does. First mitzvah, well, is Rizmila, Kwasitzis, but the first change he's doing when he feels the Mechalach of the mitzvah appears. And then he used to cut the hair in Maron. Chaim Vital cut his son's hair apparently in Maron as well. Parashim Baichai. Another minig is bow and arrow. Why bow and arrow? The Gemara says they never saw a rainbow. A rainbow didn't even bridge and was not pleased. And he was such a tzaddik, he was making them the whole day. There was never a rainbow. People are shooting their bow and arrows. Like Boimeh, so it's not the bow and arrows that they're shooting. It's to remember the rainbow won the bow and arrow. Some people are worried about saying on Lag Boimeh before marriage, Lag Boimeh. We know if someone asks you on the first night, what night is it? Is it the first night? You may have compromised your bracha. Some worried about saying Lag Boimeh. Now, say Lag Boimeh, there's a few reasons why it's not a problem. Firstly, Lag is not a number. There's no such number as Lag. It's Lag of Gimel. There's no number of Lag. So what's tonight? Tonight is Ba. What's Ba? One and two. It's not how you count. So Lag is not a number. Not only that, but Lag is spelled Lamed Aleph Gimel. So it could be 34. So it doesn't represent even 33. Besides that, you don't plan to count. You're not even doing it. If you say today, it's one thing, but usually people say, ah, Lag Boimeh. If you say today, Lag Boimeh, maybe. Even then, you've got other reasons it's not a number, therefore, there's no real problem with saying Lag Boimeh or Lag Boimeh before you count. Finally, no tachanu, that we all know, and it's brought down the famous story in Maran brings it of Rama Levi, who's a big tzaddik, used to cry about the Churban, and he said Nachim every single day, he said Nachim, he said Tishba, every day he cried about the Churban, he said Nachim, and he went to Maran on Lag Boimeh, and went to Shuvah Yechai's Keva, and he was crying about the Churban there. And Shum Baichai came to Arizal in a dream and told Arizal to tell him. He's very upset with him, and Taki receives a big oinish. Why is he upset with him? What did he do wrong? So it's a simcha, it's a day of Yom Hilula. Shum Baichai specifically instructed all of Klal Yisrael to keep as a Yom of Simcha. He says, the Yom of Simcha, you're crying for the Churban, okay, it's a beautiful thing to feel the Avelis. But Lemaiz is a day of Simcha, just like you couldn't say Nachem on Purim, you couldn't say on Hanukkah, so too he's wrong with him on my also like Boimeh, and he was very upset with him. Then we see again the idea of the Simcha like Boimeh. Whatever you do, whatever you are here in the world, always remember the simcha is universal, that which always experience simcha like we do.